Called what?
The Haslett or Harslett.
Well, I don't know now.
The lungs and the...
Well, that was the lungs. That was the liver. They had the liver and the heart. Then they had something else in there. What was it they called it?
Somebody who told me that they used to call it liver and lights.
Lights. That's it, lights.
What I'm interested in is whether that's the same thing as Harslett or Haslett or maybe that's...
Same thing, yeah. Because that's all there. Ain't nothing else in there.
Did you make any sausage?
Oh, yeah. Made lots of sausage, yeah.
Did you... How about anything special out of the liver?
No,
liver
just give it to the niggas.
Oh, make anything out of the blood?
No.
Did anybody else, do you remember, make anything out of any blood pudding or anything?
No.
That doesn't sound...
No.
And how about different kinds of vegetables? Did you tell
me? We had collards, and we had turnip greens, mustard, onions, radishes, carrots, pole beans, butter beans, snap beans, everything like that.
How about okra?
Okra, plenty of okra.
Peas.
Yeah, peas.
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes, but tomatoes wasn't so much down here in those days.
Wasn't.
No.
Did you ever hear anybody call little tomatoes so big Tommy Toes?
Yeah.
Are they wild or?
They're wild, yeah. They come up. Plant them here in the field, and next year they'll be out in the field. I had trouble with niggas to save them in the cotton field. They're crazy about it, make soup out of them. They'd go out there, you get one hill of them, or you get a pick of little ripe tomatoes off of them. They'd take them and clean them, just put them in a pot with something else, you see a piece of meat or something, and eat them. Mm-hmm. Oh, they were crazy about it.
Did you grow any rice around here?
No, not till late. Now they're growing lots of it.
Where did your rice come from? When you ate it, I wonder where it came from. Or didn't you have...
We used to buy it. Rice, I used to. Honduras.
Oh.
Long grain Honduras. That's the best kind of rice yet. Mm-hmm. I love rice. I need rice every day.
How about potatoes? What kind of potatoes did you have?
We raised these red potatoes and a few sweet potatoes. When I came here, I put out a bid and started those niggas raising sweet potatoes because you could take four or five rows and make the other crop orange, you see. Mm-hmm. And peas, nobody planted no peas when I came here. And so I had a fellow named Logan, first time I did, I was out there one time, I said, what's these peas? Said, they all you want for $1.25. So I bought two on a bushel. And I gave another nigga a bushel of And now you know what a bushel of peas are costing? 14 or 15 bucks.
Oh, yeah, it's worth money now.
Yeah.
Would you explain what you did to the beans to get them ready to eat? Suppose the butter beans, what would you have to do?
Well, you'd take your butter beans, you had to pick them and shell them and wash them and cook them, so I was too.
Uh-huh. How about cabbage and...
Cabbage, you'd cut them, let them get white, never you'd cut them green, then clean them and just cut the white heads and throw the rest of it to the hogs.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat corn, just boil corn?
Oh yeah, like it now.
Could you tell me something about how you used to go about that? Did you raise it?
Those days you raised it. Go out in the field. When it got in roasting years, before it got hard, you'd pick it and come in and some of it you shelled it and cook it just like you do anything else, you see. Then some of it you'd boil it.
And would you pull the...
Pull the shuck off and all the silks. Clean.
Did you have any use for the stuff that was on top of the corn stalk?
No.